Suns Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Let's kick off the November 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at Wembley Stadium in London. That's where England will host the United States Thursday evening in a high-profile, friendly international football match. Much of the spotlight is on Wayne Rooney, England's all-time record goal scorer, who will be making his farewell international appearance, the 120th of his career. The 33-year-old Rooney is expected to come on as a substitute 2 years after his last appearance for England. Rooney's one-off return to the international fold has been criticized by some former English players. Peter Shilton holds the record for playing more games for England than anyone else, earning 125 caps. He said caps should not be given out like gifts. While former Celtic and Blackburn Rovers striker Chris Sutton believes Rooney's inclusion devalues the international cap. At a pregame news conference, Rooney responded to the criticism.
Everyone is entitled to their opinions. I think the most important thing is, you know, speaking with the FA, we both felt it was right. The players, obviously, who I've spoke to and who the FA have spoke to, they agree, they think it's right. And I think as a country, obviously we haven't done anything like this before. It's the first time, and I hope that, you know, in 10, 15 years' time, we're sat here for someone, say Harry Kane, who could possibly go on and get the goal-scoring record, then it'll be something which will happen again. And
meanwhile, England manager Gareth Southgate says Wayne Rooney will wear the number 10 shirt and the captain's armband when he comes on the pitch Thursday evening at Wembley.
The players are very keen that Wayne wears the number 10, and we believe that that is a fitting tribute. They think that we've spoken a lot as a group about doing things our own way over the last 2 years. We did that right through the summer. We've approached things our own way. We have a lot of respect for our former players. We know that the legacy part of what we do is huge. We have the shirt for this moment in time. But we've got to honour it and make sure that it's passed on to the next generation in the right place. And all of our group have huge respect for Wayne, and they feel that it's fitting that his last game should be the number 10, and that when he puts that shirt on his wall somewhere at the end of his career, that it's been a special night and the 10 is the number that he has there.
9 is the number that Wayne Rooney has for DC United, the Major League Soccer team based here in Washington. Rooney had a successful first season with DC United, scoring 12 goals in 21 appearances and helping lead the team to the MLS playoffs. DC United was knocked out in the first round by the Columbus Crew. And an update now on the MLS playoffs. 4 teams remain in contention for the trophy as we reach the conference championship stage. In the Eastern Conference Championship, Atlanta United FC will face the New York Red Bulls over 2 legs, beginning November 25th in Atlanta, Georgia. And in the Western Conference Championship, the Portland Timbers will take on Sporting Kansas City, also over 2 legs, beginning November 25th in Portland, Oregon. The winners of the 2 series will advance to the MLS Cup Final on December 8th. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. African football news now on the VOA. African football fans are looking forward to a big weekend ahead in both men's and women's soccer. On the men's side, we had the penultimate round of qualifying matches for next year's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon. So far, five teams have officially booked their tickets to Cameroon 2019. Cameroon earned an automatic berth as the host, and the four others are Egypt, Madagascar, Senegal, and Tunisia. And let's give a Sunnyside a sports salute to the Indian Ocean Island team from Madagascar, which earned its first ever appearance at the Africa Cup of Nations. Meanwhile, in African women's football, the eight-team Women's Africa Cup of Nations kicks off Saturday in Accra, Ghana. Now, this tournament doubles as a qualifying tournament for the 2019 Women's World Cup in France. The top three African teams in Ghana will qualify for the Women's World Cup. In Saturday's opening matches, Ghana will host Algeria and Mali will meet Cameroon. On Sunday, the action moves to Cape Coast in Ghana. Defending African women's champion Nigeria will play South Africa, and Zambia will meet Equatorial Guinea. However, that Zambia-Equatorial Guinea game kind of up in the air right now. Kenya has filed a late appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to reverse their exclusion from the tournament. Last month, Equatorial Guinea was banned for using an ineligible player, with Kenya replacing them at the women's tournament. But last week, the Confederation of African Football overturned that punishment and reinstated Equatorial Guinea. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moweta, will deliver more verbal jabs, so please stay tuned.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Thanks, Heather. I look forward to relaxing, unwinding, and charging up with your next Music Time in Africa show. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moweta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, let's move up to the heavyweight division. The WBC title holder, Deontay Wilder, getting ready to defend his belt right in your backyard there in Los Angeles against former world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury. What's the latest?
Sonny, this fight is turning out to become a very, very interesting fight because Tyson Fury moved camp to Big Bear Lake. And Big Bear Lake, not everybody can train at a Big Bear Lake. You must be an elite fighter to train at Big Bear Lake. Big Bear Lake is 7,000 feet above sea level, Sonny. Tyson Fury has lost his weight. He's in condition. He did a media workout for us, and he looked mobile. It's going to be an interesting fight, but what will happen to the body? Will the body react after losing more than 150 pounds in that short time? How will the body react when a puncher like Deontay Wilder tag him and stay right on top of him? We will see December 1.
Do you see the fight maybe going the distance?
It depends on what Tyson Fury does to Deontay Wilder. If he decides to box Deontay Wilder, lean all over him, clutch, hold, do all his showmanship, He will frustrate Deontay Wilder, and we may see a boring 12-round fight. But knowing Deontay Wilder, he may just jump on him right away, cut the ring off, and then just blow him out and knock him out.
Namdi, a new boxing streaming service, recently announced a huge mega deal with the Mexican champion, Saul Canelo Alvarez. Can you give some of the financial details for our VOA boxing fans?
Sonny's one of the biggest deals we've seen in the fight game. 5-year, 11-fight deal. What a minimum of $365 million, Sonny. This is the biggest superstar with a monster fan base. The first fight on the deal is December 15, Madison Square Garden against Rocky Fielding from the UK.
I'm very confident. I wouldn't take the fight if I wasn't confident. You know, I know how much of a good fighter he is, and a elite fighter. He's very big at the light middleweight division. He's not as big as the middleweight division, so he stepped up against the super middleweight. I'm a big super middleweight. I come down to super middleweight, he's going to have to come up. So it's going to be interesting. It's a challenge for him, the new weight, but it's also a big challenge for me, as in, you know, the experience, the elite fighter, and the big fight he's been in. And, you know, this is my first one, and you've got to start somewhere, and I'm here.
This is the richest athletic contract in sports history, Sonny. 365. If you break it down, dude is making like $35 million per fight, Sonny.
Well, Namdi, you mentioned earlier that you're not quite sold on DAZN, this new boxing streaming service. Is that money guaranteed to Canelo?
Sonny, you just asked a very, very important question. DAZN has come into the game, and we believe DAZN is about to kill pay-per-view. If DAZN kills pay-per-view, how will you pay Canelo $35 million guarantee if the subscription, because DAZN is depending on the subscription, Sonny. And we are used to paying $5, you know, $10 to watch fight every month. But now you're going to tell us to pay only $10 and then get a pay-per-view fight that we used to pay $85 for, Sonny. So we in the fight game, we're very suspicious about this accounting, Sonny, because this guy just came into the game with a lot of money, and they're throwing money to all the fighters. When you calculate it, $10, $11 every month, it's not going to be the same like bringing in $500 million. Remember, that's what Floyd Mayweather brought in against Manny Pacquiao, the first fight. How will these guys make money? The accounting is just not the same, you know. You still need pay-per-view, all this streaming service. Sonny, it reminds me of what streaming service did to the music industry. It destroyed the music industry. Nobody goes to the record store to buy CDs anymore. The musicians that are now making peanuts, you know, and we're scared that this streaming service may do the same thing to the fight game, destroy pay-per-view. The fighters been guaranteeing all this big money, and then the man that put up the big money realized that, wow, we're not making the big money we put out there, and suddenly they will disappear. We have seen that in the fight game. This is not the first time.
Namdi, you mentioned Filipino star Manny Pacquiao. What's the latest with Pac-Man?
Sonny, you know, Pac-Man has signed with Al Heyman. Everybody knows Al Heyman is a big money guy, you know. Al Heyman controls Floyd Mayweather. He set up the fight for Pac-Man to fight Adrian Broner in Las Vegas at MGM. Winner of that fight will take on Floyd Mayweather. The fight is set for January 19th, MGM Garden in Las Vegas. A very, very good fight. If Broner is on top of his game, he stands a chance of pulling an upset. Manny Pacquiao with Al Heyman, it's a good one, but I don't see how he can beat Broner if Broner is on top of his game. It's a very good fight, Sonny.
Will that fight be in the welterweight category, Namdi?
Fight is in the welterweight category, and that fight is going to be on pay-per-view. And we believe that if Broner really, really put it on him, it may be the last of Manny Pacquiao, regardless of any deal with Al Heyman.
Broner, Pac-Man, part of a loaded welterweight division in prize fighting. Also, Errol Spence, Keith Thurman. What's the latest with those two guys?
Keith Thurman is coming back January 26 after 22 months layoff because of injury at Barclays Center. Then you have Errol Spence against Mickey Garcia, Sonny, at Cowboy Stadium in Dallas, Texas. I don't understand how Mickey Garcia can fight a welterweight who is like best in the division in Errol Spence. Mickey Garcia really is a featherweight. Why will I pay any money to see this fight? Because Errol Spence will destroy Mickey Garcia. Mickey Garcia has no business fighting Errol Spence. I saw him here and I said, hey, I'd be very surprised if he fights Richard Comey. Yes, he just ducked Richard Comey. Now we believe he's about to cash out with Errol Spence. I'm not really interested in that fight because Errol Spence will destroy him.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African athletics, runners from Ethiopia and Kenya are among five finalists for the IAAF's 2018 Male Rising Star Award. The winner will be announced December 4th at the IAAF Athletics Awards Ceremony in Monaco. The Rising Star Award recognizes the year's best under age 20 athlete. Ethiopia's Selemon Barega and Kenya's Ronex Kipruto are both finalists, while Kenya's Selafine Chespol and Ethiopian athletes Meseret Belete and Meskerem Mamo are all finalists for the 2018 Female Rising Star Award. Elsewhere, a record field of nearly 19,000 runners competed at the recent Athens Classic Marathon in Greece. Kenyan athletes Brimin Misori and Shemeth Muriuki won the men's and women's titles in Athens. Before the marathon, the energetic Andy Edwards spoke with a top race organizer. Here's Andy.
I'm with Kostas Panagopoulos, the president of the Hellenic, the Greek Athletics Federation. And of course, the big news for this weekend, it's the Athens Marathon, the authentic marathon, the historic marathon. And especially this year, we've got a record entry for the marathon, but I think it's very touching. People around the world are well aware of the fires this summer in the Attic area of Athens and the fundraising efforts that the marathon is trying to do, not just from runners, but from everybody. So, Kostas, would you tell us more about that project?
Well, as you said, this is a special edition of the Athens Marathon because of the tragic events of last summer at the marathon area. So we decided this year to take an initiative in order to collect money, a fundraising project, in order to replant actually the marathon course, which has been destroyed at a length of about 4.5 kilometers, both sides. So we are doing that, honoring the memory of those who died last summer, and also trying to motivate all the other guys, all the other people at the marathon area to restart, to rebuild, to start again, because, you know, it looks like they have to face the most difficult marathon, not the runners.
Of course, this happened on the course about 15 kilometers into the course. I think the village, one of the many villages the course goes to, of Mati, and people tragically died there. And it'll be like a green space, I understand. And I think runners are going to be invited to wear a green bandana to, I suppose, a sign of hope and new birth. Green growing trees where tragedy occurred in the summer.
Well, yeah, it is a symbolic move for this year to offer hope, because the green is the color of hope, and we hope that through that project, through the Runners Forest project, because this is the name of the project, next year we will be in a position to replant the area so the green will be at the nature and not at the heads of the runners.
We've talked over the years each time we come to Athens for the marathon, and is it a special source of pleasure? I think it's not so many years ago. I think the numbers taking part in all the events, including the marathon, were about 5,000. And now we're looking at, in the marathon, well, we're talking about a little over 18,000 runners. That's a massive increase. I mean, did you ever expect it, given also the economic problems Greece has faced and perhaps still faces?
Well, the truth is that this is a surprise even for us. Our plan, of course, was to improve the Athens Marathon year after year. But we couldn't imagine such a fast growth within only 7 years. At the same time, as you mentioned correctly before, at the same time, Greece suffered under a severe economic crisis. So the growth of the Athens Marathon was at the same time when the country was going down, unfortunately, in terms of the economic and social situation. So we are more than happy about that. And this means that we have to increase our efforts in order to be in a position to accept more participants at the authentic course within the next years. This, unfortunately, is not an easy project because the state has to interfere to be involved in that project in order to create all the facilities we need at the start. But as always, I am optimistic. We will manage, we will do it within the next years. We will be in a position to accept more participants.
And in terms of accepting more, then you're having to look at staggered starts. I mean, the roads, I know we've talked in the past, just won't take. Even if you improve the roads, they're not big enough. It's not New York, it's not London. You've got to look at that staggered starts, and as you say, working with public service to allow more and more people. I think we've got something like 50,000 or so in action in total on the shorter distance races as well on Sunday.
Well, we have different plans for the years to come. For example, if we are not in a position to have those new facilities for next year, we are thinking, and this is new, this is we are thinking of a 2 days race. For example, to move the 5K race on Saturday afternoon in order to have more space on Saturday, more wave starts, more participants. We have our plans. And as I said before, I'm optimistic. I believe that the Athens Marathon, the authentic, will continue to this incredible course we have created the last years. We have the know-how, we have dedicated people, we have the federation, of course, and we have excellent volunteers, we have the authorities supporting us, so we can do it, and we will.
Kostas Panagopoulos, president of the Hellenic Athletics Federation, thank you very much. Thank you, Kostas.
Thank you.
And thank you, energetic Andy Edwards, for that interview with Kostas Panagopoulos, the president of the Hellenic Athletics Federation. Andy and Kostas were talking in Athens, Greece. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In National Basketball Association news, LeBron James fired in a season-high 44 points, grabbed 10 rebounds, and passed for 9 assists Wednesday night to help power the Los Angeles Lakers to a 126-117 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. It was LeBron's best game yet for the Lakers, who signed him in the offseason. And with his scoring outburst, LeBron passed the late, great Wilt Chamberlain for 5th place on the NBA's career scoring list. LeBron now has 31,525 career points. The 4 players ahead of LeBron, all retired on the all-time NBA scoring sheet, are Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Karl Malone, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem scored 38,387 career points during his Hall of Fame basketball career, and he's number one all-time leading NBA scorer. And this personal note, it was a real thrill to meet Kareem at the Basketball Without Borders Africa camp in Johannesburg in early August. Like LeBron, Kareem and Wilt Chamberlain both played for the Lakers during their great careers. After that game on Wednesday night, LeBron praised Chamberlain, saying, and I quote, "Wilt was one of the most dominant forces we ever had in our game, along with Shaquille O'Neal. Wilt was also one of the greatest Lakers to ever play the game." LeBron James putting his name up there on the scoring sheet. And that wraps up the November 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Justin Thwaite. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, I'm Douglas Simpoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This is Science in a Minute.
We humans have a built-in need to fit into society and be accepted by our peers and the people we love. Past research has found that the need to seek approval of others was noticeable in 4- and 5-year-old children. A new study from Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, suggests children are already aware that they're being judged and want the approval of others by 24 months. To make their findings, the researchers conducted 4 experiments with 144 children between 14 and 24 months old. In one experiment, the researchers taught toddlers how to operate a toy robot by remote control and then watched them manipulate the toy with either a neutral expression or just didn't pay attention and pretended to read. The children showed more inhibition and embarrassment when being watched rather than when they weren't being watched. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA, or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts. Every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.